New York City born and raised. But nowadays I'm lost between two shores.
Diamond, soft spot number 12. 18 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. Friday, December the 23rd, 1971. Less than 4 hours to go in the brand new, the last of the old year, we might say. And it's not only is it a brand new year coming up at 12 midnight, but also it's a big special occasion on board the Mevo, too, because one of my best friends, and I've befriended him, I guess it was, when did I first meet you? It was back in August, wasn't it? Yeah, and I'm talking with Neil, one of the crew members, you see. He's referred to as King Kong. I have lots of friends aboard the Mevo, too, in the crew, but yeah, and I've taken a special liking to him. He's big and strong, aren't you?
Yeah, a little.
Anyway, it's his birthday, you see, and of course we were going to sing him happy birthday, but I thought something would be kind of special, since he's a very good friend. We're going to play him not only a record, but we're going to play your hit pick, right?
Yeah, that's it, Bob.
You want to introduce your hit pick?
Yes, I like to hear my hit pick.
You want to hit your hit pick, all right? Here we go, then. King Kong hit pick.
King Kong, you know the name of King Kong. You know the name of King Kong. Take time to figure the man.
There you go, that's King Kong's hit pick, Jan, and that's going to be released, and it's going to be a hit song, isn't it, Jan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, it's good, but we'll have to also do this.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, it's happy birthday to Jan, and many happy returns, mate. Ah, he's such a beautiful fella. Anyway, also I've got a song lined up for him. Actually, how old are you, Jan? 21?
Oh,
43. 43? I didn't think you'd tell me the real age. Thanks a lot, yeah.
And the world was
He's one of the great crew members aboard the Mabel, too, and I really look forward when I'm on together with him, actually. So, he's a funny old fella, he is. And he used to be with Radio London, you see, so it makes it kind of interesting with the stories he used to tell. Anyway, Gloomaker at number 11 and called Bannerman. And that brings us around to 24 minutes past the hour of, 8 o'clock.
Oh, my.
And it's Cars I Love. This is coming from you for Slade, and it's number 10 and top 15 for 1971. Yours truly. 15 records of yours truly. This is Donald Cook, I love. 27 minutes past 8 o'clock, and Bullday's unveiling the top 71 songs of 15 songs from 1971. This is sitting at number 9. It's coming from the White House. It's been a beautiful, solid song. It's called Wayne Murray. Very good evening, thank you, people.
Got some soul. You know, you don't have to move the bus. The brown beat. passing hour of midday. Welcome back into the Dave Simpson Jolly Roger thing here on station J1000. And there we are, that's Ashton, Gardner and Dyke, Tony Ashton, and a thing called The Resurrection Shuffle. It's a long time since I've played that record. I think last time I played that, I dedicated it to Bert. However, did you enjoy Paul May's show on R&I 220 metres? Wasn't he great? That recording taken from New Year's Eve, 1971, and you got about 25 minutes worth of it there from 8 o'clock onwards. New record for you now, this time from the band Madness, dedicated to anybody with big mouths. It's called Shut Up.
Cause I wasn't there. Don't blame me, it just isn't fair. You listen to their side, now listen to mine. Don't think of a story, sure you'll find me sometime. Now pass the blame and don't blame me. Don't close your eyes and count to three. Then I'll be gone and you'll forget. The broken window TV set. It wasn't me either, I'm just his mate. He told me to stand here and watch the gate. I've got a wife and three boys, you know. They'll tell you I'm straight, at least I think so. I'm as honest as the day is long. The love of the daylight, the less I do wrong. Now pass the blame and don't blame me. Close your eyes and count to three. Then I'll be gone and you'll forget. The broken window TV set.
Single from Madness, a number entitled Shut Up. I think I shall dedicate that especially to my tea man, who's made me a cup of tea and a bacon butty. I know most DJs on radio stations have a tea lady, but I have a tea man, and his or her name is Joey.
You're better off when your radio's on. Radio, go, go.
Right, before the jingles get carried away, I shall give you a reminder once again, as I haven't done on the programme, about PO Box 539 in Blackpool. PO Box 539 is the English postal communications address of Sunshine Radio, and you can acquire lots and lots of really goodies, shall we say. Such things as Sunshine T-shirts, Sunshine car stickers, sun strips, and all the other little goodies that you can have from Sunshine Radio. They're all available from PO Box 539 in Blackpool. That indeed is the news sheet headed 1 year on, which is part of Sunshine Radio's birthday celebrations. That will be available any day now. And all you need for that is a large SAE to PO Box 539, Blackpool in Lancashire. Also, of course, those loop aerials which I was talking about last week. If you'd like a diagram for a loop aerial, or indeed a complete loop aerial, or maybe a few components, whatever you require, send a letter to PO Box 539, Blackpool in Lancashire. I think you should have that PO Box number embedded in your brain by now. So, for Barry in Blackpool, who incidentally supplies me with a tremendous amount of material for this programme, and also for Ruth, Lisa and Paula, I shall dedicate the next piece of music, which is by the Rolling Stones. That's rather a good one, this from the year 1975. Originally done by Chris Farlow, I believe. Written by the Stones, a number entitled Out of Time. Written by Keith Jagger and Mick Richards. Is that right? No, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Trust me to get them back to front anyway. That was done in about 1967 by Chris Farlow. Done for you there in 1975 by the Rolling Stones. And going out with greetings to Barry, Bruce, Lisa and Paula up there in the Blackpool area. And also, of course, Lisa and Paula's friend Anne Worthington, if she's listening again. I believe she used to listen to my programmes. And, of course, I was going to say, if she's got any sense, she wouldn't do, but she's doing a very good afternoon to you. Right, another letter here now, which has no name and address on it, in fact. I wonder if I've got the whole thing. Just let me have a route through here. I've got two pages of a letter. There's no name and address on. And is this the other part of it? It could well be. I think I found it. Excuse me a moment. We're unorganised today. Does that look like the same colour paper? No, it doesn't, does it? No. No, it's not the same one. Okay, a letter with no name and address on it, says Dave Simpson. Have you ever heard of KADM Radio? Or have you ever heard if they broadcast on 94.7 MHz VHF? They are supposed to be going on to medium wave, but there are some technical obstacles. I think they must have technical obstacles on 94.7 as well, because I've never heard of them. No, sorry, I haven't heard of that one. I have, in fact, heard of some of the other stations which you've written down here, such as Radio Wombat on no fixed frequency medium wave, and also pirate station on 217 metres. Well, that's Radio Jackie North. Radio Jackie, in fact, has been off the air the last couple of weekends and is due back. It'll be back on now. Radio Jackie, you Saturdays and Sundays from 11 o'clock in the morning onwards. But Radio Jackie isn't on at the moment, no, don't worry. It will be back in the next couple of weeks. And then it goes on to say that there's a station on 271 metres, that is us. A station on 241 metres, that's also us. One on 242 metres, I don't know about that one. One on 252 metres, oh yes, we all know about that one. And have you ever heard of Radio Cathy? On 4, Radio Cathy broadcast in the Wigan area.
When you get home. that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
1974 sound of Steely Dan, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. The recording which I played before midday today is a recording of Paul May on Radio North International, one which I played about 25 minutes of. In fact, the entire recording is 1 hour long, and that particular recording, plus many, many other recordings from the world of offshore radio and free radio, are available from the FRC Holland. And the mailing address of the FRC Holland I will give you out right after the next record, because I don't actually have it handy, but do get a pen and paper, because there's lots and lots of good recordings for sale. They're very, very cheap as well. So make sure that you've got a pen and paper handy to take down the address of the FRC Holland. Now then, onto a couple of letters here. One comes from Nev in Parbold, and one from Paul Grady, King of the Aardvarks, and both letters at the top of them say, Dear Robin Blind. Don't you know the difference between Robin Blind and me? You don't? Well, I'll tell you. Robin Blind wears a jacket when he does his program.
Here's a Simpson.
Thank you.
latest single from The Pretenders entitled Day After Day. Play that one especially for Nev in Parbold and also to Paul Grady in Wigan. And Nev and Paul, I shall pass your letters on to Robin Blind. Obviously, our own postal communications address has in fact got the letters somewhat mixed up. Our own postal communications address, should you like to write to us, is 28 St Andrews Road, Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. And the address which I promised you is the FRC Holland. If you'd like a list of offshore radio tape recordings and other tape recordings from the world of free radio, simply write to the FRC Holland PO Box 17460 The Hague in Holland. That's the FRC Holland PO Box 17460 The Hague in Holland. And I'm sure you'll be very pleased with the recordings which they have. They're all very good quality as well, at least apart from one they are. Another letter now, which comes from 43A Buckingham Road, Walton, Liverpool, and it's from Jeff Stafford. And once again, our mailing address seems to have got things a little bit out of hand, because this particular letter, although it is in fact to me, is in three parts, and I've only received part one and part three. Part two has apparently gone missing somewhere. And it's, anyway, the letter, or the part of the letter which I have, say, I picked up your station a couple of weeks ago, the day you played the Caroline story, which was incidentally by Bill Rollins. Reception was very good. It's good to hear so much free radio news once again. I take it you know the other stations. No, I don't mean Piccadilly Radio, he says in brackets. I mean Radio Jackie North on 217, Radio Eleanor, and MAR, although we haven't heard of MAR for a while. Yes, I do know the stations. He says, top marks on the Radio Caroline story. Haven't heard anything so comprehensive on a pirate radio station for a long time, and I managed to tape it as a collector's item. Good, I'm pleased that putting that Caroline story out, somebody did manage to tape it and get good quality off it, because it is possibly one of the best Caroline stories that I've ever heard. And that was done by Bill Rollins of East Anglian Productions. And a great number of people did in fact write to Bill Rollins and also phone him up and ask him if he had a copy of it that they could have. And the surprising thing was he hadn't even kept one for himself. So well done for taping that off the radio. Goes on to say, on part three of the letter, part two's missing, don't forget, at the time of Radio Caroline, London 270, City, Britain Radio, Scotland, etc., I kept a scrapbook of all the cuttings from the press and the music press, and if you would be interested, we could arrange something. Could you please read my letter out if possible after the Veronica story? So the letter has actually come in late. It should have been done over 2 weeks ago, so my apologies for that, Mr. Jeff Stafford. You have given me your telephone number on the top left-hand corner of the letter, so if I get the opportunity, I'll phone you up and maybe pop around and have a look at your press cuttings. Also, he says, P.S. You may know some of the DJs from other stations, Andy Davis, Paul Rogers, Jim Brown, Ian Dale, Mike Stan, Matt Black, and Rick Dane. Well, let's see, I know Andy Davis very, very well. I think I've met Paul Rogers once. Jim Brown I've met quite a few times. Ian Dale, I don't think I've met. Don't think I've met him. Mike Stan I know very well. Matt Black I've met a few times. And Rick Dane of Radio Jackie North I have known for many, many years, and I can tell you he really is a great guy. Okay, thanks once again, Jeff Stafford, for that very, very interesting letter, part one and three. I shall get onto the mailing address and see if I can find out part two and read it out for you next week. Meanwhile, I shall play this one from 10cc, a hit from 1978 entitled Dreadlock Holiday. I wouldn't mind any sort of holiday.
Walking down the street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice inside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one mad, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Thank you. silver chain. He said, I'll give you $1. I said, you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mother.
He said, I like it, I want it. I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone.
Would you like something harder?